This is a Fox News alert. Russia is attacking Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony. Accelerating an invasion, at least 40 Ukrainian soldiers reportedly killed.
We now have war in Europe on a scale and of a type we thought belonged to history.
NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg is bolstering alliance forces near Ukraine. Its president declared martial law.
The president basically is coming on TV and saying, we're going to give you a gun. We're going to give you a weapon. We want more explosions off to my right. That's the southwest.
Fox's Steve Harrigan's in Kiev and has heard explosions from Russia's attacks on military installations and air defenses for hours. Back to him recapping that Ukrainian call to arms.
We need your help to defend towns, villages, squares in what could become house-to-house fighting. They're trying to prepare really at this last minute when the bombs are already falling, arming who they can. People are either fleeing, hiding in their basements, hiding in the subway, or civilians preparing to take the government up on that offer.
Now to Fox's Jillian Turner at the White House.
The president has put out a statement condemning Russia's full-scale invasion overnight. He has spoken by phone to President Zelensky. He has also promised Zelensky he's going to rally all of America's allies to counter Putin's aggression.
Now Fox's Simon Owen live in London.
And Dave, European leaders are expressing outrage, but no one is offering to move in militarily and defend Ukraine. Germany's chancellor said this is Putin's war and an unjustifiable invasion. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson called it a hideous, barbaric attack.
In concert with our allies, we will agree a massive package of economic sanctions designed in time to hobble the Russian economy.
The European Union says these are some of Europe's darkest hours since World War II. Dave.
Simon, Russia's leaders warned those who intervene will get consequences like never before, and all this is dragging stocks down in Europe and on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, our top Fox story. Russia is bombarding Ukraine, escalating its invasion. Now, Republicans have been critical of President Biden for not imposing tougher sanctions pre-invasion, and there may be a lot more of that criticism this weekend as conservatives gather for their CPAC conference in Florida with some big-name headline speakers.
Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump Jr., and former President Trump.
I will see you soon. Going to be a fantastic crowd. CPAC is terrific. They do a great job. Let's have fun.
The Conservative Political Action Conference runs through this weekend, featuring plenty of speeches as well as seminars with titles like School Boards for Dummies, Are You Ready to Be Called a Racist? The Courage to Run for Office, and How to Talk to Your Neighbor Without Starting a Backyard Brawl. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Some truckers are headed to Washington for a protest similar to the one just broken up in Canada against COVID mandates.
A Secretary of Defense approved requests from D.C. officials and the U.S. Capitol Police to deploy National Guard troops ahead of a planned Canada-style trucker protest that could coincide with President Biden's State of the Union address.
They will be supporting traffic support needs. That's their goal. That's their mission.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says about 700 troops have been approved. They will not be armed and will not take part in law enforcement operations. U.S. Capitol Police are also considering temporarily reinstalling fencing around the Capitol building ahead of the president's speech on Tuesday. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The trial continues for Brett Hankison today in Louisville, Kentucky, now ex-cop charged in the botched 2020 drug raid that left Breonna Taylor dead. The shots he fired did not kill her. He's charged with wanton endangerment. In Minnesota, a jury will deliberate a second day if three fired police officers violated George Floyd's civil rights in his 2020 death. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.